Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl Lindebaugh, 7:05 on April the 25th. We're back. Yes, it was a run and jump and go. We left Monday and came back yesterday afternoon. Had a great time. 605-530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're also chatting in there, and our chat room's open. It's always good to see our chatters in there. While we were gone, Bad Bob had the helm. So, did you screw it up?
Both Bobs.
Aside from a allergy attack and then computers that were less than absolutely cooperative, it went fine. Had a great hour with Lucky Jess Ronnie, and we got some pretty good calls.
What was the topic?
With Lucky, we covered just about anything legal.
Well, you know, the computers aren't even the ones that work out of our station. It's out of a different one. And so but the server is hooked into a couple of our receivers. So we're trying to work through that with the other people so that we make sure that doesn't happen anymore. But speaking of having a good time and looking great and with a real festive scarf on.
Well, Linda. It's beautiful out. And, oh, my gosh, we're driving. Should we talk about the storm that we drove through?
Yeah. When we left Monday, it was a great day down here.
Warm, sunny,
beautiful. Yeah.
Drove over past Bernie up in the, what is it called, the Warner Pass from Alturas up and over
Cedar Pass, I think.
On the way up to, through Alturas.
Yeah, over to Cedarville.
The weirdest storm, and we heard that there was a meteor. I mean, we felt like we were in a movie. The storm, hail, thunderstorm, gray clouds, dusty dust bowls. It was just, you should see the truck. The truck looks like we drove through the salt flats.
They've got the alkali flats out there. Oh. And so with the rain hit it, and then the rain stopped, and then the dust went through a dust storm. You couldn't even see. You had to stop. It was that bad out there. But then that night, it was absolutely the most beautiful night you've ever seen.
The constellations. I mean, there definitely needs to be a whole. I love that one of the auction items that they had at Turtle Bay, where it was the there's cowboy astronomer at the Schrader Auditorium. It should be fun. Currently 59 degrees. If you're just tuning in, so glad to have you with us here at KCNR 1460. Showers likely today with that's about. They're estimating about 60% chance of showers with temperatures around 69. And tonight looks like we're going to have just full out rain with temperatures around 52. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have so much to cover. But first, should we go to our market minute with Chris Lasondak and talk about Wells Fargo? What's going on with the minute, the market minute?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points at 13,086. The S&P 500 adding 16 points at 1388, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 64 points at 3026. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 128 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up a penny at $8.22, Sprint Nextel up a dime at $2.57, General Electric's down a penny at $19.53, while Ford is up 14 cents at $11.53. Of local interest, PG&E up 4 cents at $43.52, Safeway down 7 cents at $21.56, and North Valley Bank is down 17 cents at $12.36. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2% even, while the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's up 31 cents a barrel at $103.86, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $3.73 an ounce at $1,638 even, while silver's down 2 cents at $30.77 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they tell us what's going on in Wall Street. They're located over in Park Marina Drive. Go on and down and see them, drop in, find out what's going on in Wall Street, see what they can do for you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a number of things to talk about. We got Holly Hoekstra coming in today from Holly's Bail Bonds.
We have tickets to give away for some upcoming events this weekend.
We want to remind people of things that are going to be happening in here. And then plus, I have a couple of small rants that are coming on. But we want to thank local people for some major accomplishments. We want to talk about, is your kid going, seems like, wants to keep his hands or her hands real, real clean and keeps buying all this hand sanitation liquid? Well, we're going to talk about that, too, when we get back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county. Many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. Home alarms, security lights, threat awareness glasses, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step in protecting your family.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Saturday, May 5th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., enjoy a delicious Mexican dinner buffet and elements for only $7.77. Buffet includes chicken and beef fajitas, cheese enchiladas, build your own nachos and tostadas, plus all the condiments. Receive $5 free slot play, drink specials and party favors too. Grab a bite and check out the Kickin' DJ and Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. DJ starts at 9 p.m. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. You know, we were talking about, Linda and I were talking about, these kids are going out now and they're drinking, you know, the hand sanitizer in those little bottles, I guess you can buy them in big bottles, you know, it tastes like, well, it's alcohol on it. They're starting to drink it now to get a high or get drunk, and they're ending up in hospitals. What's going on with that?
In Los Angeles, it seems that recently six teenagers have shown up in two San Fernando Valley emergency rooms in the last few months with alcohol poisoning after drinking hand sanitizer. which is, I guess, the new high. Some of these teens use salt to separate the alcohol from the sanitizer, making a potent drink similar to the shot of hard liquor. And you can go on the online to the internet and find out how to make it.
You can find out how to make a nuclear weapon online.
It could be, according to the experts, it looks like it could... this could be, warnings of a new dangerous trend.
So, you know what?
So they'll have to pass a law.
Well, you know what? They're going to put it behind the counters. And so that you have to go see the pharmacist to get some hand cleaner. You know, here's the thing is that, hey, folks, this is happening. But kids have been doing this. They've been doing, was it Sterno? You said Sterno for a while. And then
back in the 1940s, yes, that was a big deal, was extracting the alcohol out of Sterno. It was a problem in the armed forces.
Well, you know, a lot of times the Russian planes would, they were going through such things and they're having such an alcohol problem, is that their people were extracting the alcohol out of the de-icing solutions that was used on the canopies of their aircraft.
Well, in my day, in the 70s, it was NyQuil. You got people would drink NyQuil and that would be their buzz. And then later on you've heard about, the sucking of the gas from anything that, whipped cream thing. I'm not sure what.
Yeah. Nitrous oxide. And of course, never forget the old favorite, airplane glue.
Oh yeah. Hey, well, what people used to do is take, not besides. Is that why your mustache sticks out so far like that? Happy on Mondays
from with Lloyd Bridges from Airplane.
Yeah, I picked a bad day to stop sniffing glue.
No wonder my brother's so weird. He just hunched over, I guess I would say, making every kind of model that would be Frankenstein, the Wolfman. He made the best models, but he'd be in there forever.
That's kind of explains something. That's like putting lead all over your body and just thinking it's going. Hey, we got a shout out for somebody. Bill Gundy. He's the principal of Mountain Lakes Continuation High School. And he's leaving behind an institution. He's retiring, and he's leaving behind an institution, which is one of California's 14 models for continuation high schools. Now, what is a continuation high school? That's a high school that serves students at risk of not graduating from high school, and their curriculum is a little bit different, but they hold them to standards. Now, when I was substitute teaching, I taught at a couple of these. And I can't say enough, it wasn't that the students weren't bright. That wasn't it at all. And it wasn't that, well, not in every case. It wasn't that they didn't want to graduate, which most of them did. They had continuing problems, too. It was like they'd miss school, they'd be continually late. Maybe they wouldn't turn in their assignments. Maybe there was other things. But you put them in this continuation high school and would get them through. And I remember being the kids when I had them in, in class, they wanted to finish. They wanted to get out of the continuation high school and get back into the regular high school. And the way they did that was by their grades and showing that they could be back in the mainstream there. So, it's not an easy job. So I don't know Mr. Gundy out of Mountain Lakes, but I tell you what, he just absolutely did a fine job just by seeing what he accomplished out there. So, yeah, that's good. We have that because there's other things we have too.
Has been happening a lot in that we've seen a lot about the special forces and there's been three more that have lost their jobs in the scandal.
Not special forces, special secret service.
Secret service,
right?
Well,
I was trying to think.
Well, along with it's secret service. So one of the headlines today is about how special operation troops, they feel the strain of war in their married lives. And recently, in a really wonderful article in USA Today out of Tampa, there is a couple. That finally, there's a Commandant Sergeant, Chris Ferris, who has brought his wife in, and they are talking to top secret, black ops people about what it is to, now see, I met you after a lot of the things that you were involved in. Carl just nods his head. He will go to the grave with the secrets, and that's fine with me, But I can imagine if I were married to you at the time when you would go, I got to go, the bag's next to the door with your go bag. It would be like the strain I can't even imagine on the spouse.
Well, because
never
even when you get in, and when you get more into the special operations side, there's times they leave and they can't tell them where they're at. They don't know. They don't want, you know, they can't tell them. So they're, and all of a sudden they're gone. Sometimes they don't even know they're gone for 2 or 3 days because they've been out on some kind of, you know, they say we're going out on an exercise here or a, and then they go from that, and then they find out 3 or 4 days later they're not even in the country, and they don't even know where they're at.
It's like a true lies thing.
Well, this guy...
A lot of trust in that marriage. Of course, that's why a lot of them don't make it.
Well, this guy, this wonderful article again, he was in the Black Hawk Down. They married. 4 months later, he's in the Black Mogadishu. And I'm just thinking, you know, to live in that what if. So, you know, the reason I'm bringing that up is because we must always remember and give thanks to families, what the families go through. While people are going on special missions, special assignments, our reserves. Thank you. A shout out to you on this day. We've got to take a break. KCNR 1460.
3 cents a share. The increased dividend will cost DuPont.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Wow.
That's not all.
What?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
Really?
Yeah. It says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure, we can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. April the 25th, 7:25 in the morning, Free Fire Radio, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live. Hello, people out in the chat room, KCNR1460.com. A victory. You know, believe it or not, every so often there's a victory for veterans in Christianity, except they said it didn't have anything to do with Christianity. It had to do with a cross. Remember that cross was out in the middle of the Mojave Desert, and one person complained about it, and they put it up as a memorial to all of those veterans who have fought in wars and died. And they took it down in 2000 it was removed in 2010 because they said, oh, you know, this is you're taking Christianity, it's a godlike thing to put a cross out there. Okay. Anyway, what happened is a federal judge approved the lawsuit settlement on Monday, permitting the Park Service to turn over a remote hilltop known as Sunrise Rock to a Veterans of Foreign Wars post in Barstow and the Veterans Home of California in Barstow. The park will give up this acre in exchange for 5 acres of donated property elsewhere in the 1.6 million acre preserve. And this will prevent veterans to restore a cross to the site and end the controversy that made it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, you remember the big controversy in San Diego about the Mount Soledad cross, which was built after World War One as a memorial.
And then when they offered to sell it to people, and then they fought that. They said, oh, no, you can't sell it. You can't sell that and give it to and let them put a cross up there. Well, why? You know what? Here we go back into private property. Oh, excuse me. Private property rights. Can that be? Hey, what else is going on in our world? World peace. World peace is in deep trouble. That's right. World peace has been suspended.
You know, it's really funny. You have to take a double take. What? World peace? Oh, somebody named... Okay.
The basketball player called World Peace, who was dancing on the stars, with the stars, whatever it's called.
Dancing on the stars. Well, he might be dancing on the something.
Well,
I don't
he's
know
not dancing
now,
for the next 7 days because he's been suspended because World Peace threw an elbow. I mean, when he throws an elbow, knocked another 6'11" guy down, rolled him around on the floor. Anyway, World Peace, because of that. And that's his name. I guess he changed it to World Peace. I assume that's what he did. Unlike Bad Bob, who was born with that name. Anyway, he gets suspended for 7 days, and that includes going into the playoffs, I guess. So, World Peace isn't.
News, and we heard a little bit about this on Fox, that Newt is pulling the plug.
Well, you know, it sounded like that this morning when we listened to it. He said he was trying to make his transition. He doesn't have his money.
Well, it's about time.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, it is too bad that...
Made it vicious.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, Newt, it was time for Newt to go. Here, what, we're going to put another old white guy up against, you know, Barack Obama?
Ooh, be careful there.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, that's... I mean, it. And I mean, you're going to put an old... But he's got... He thinks in terms that are not going to fight them. I'm not sure Romney does either. You know, if you could take some of the ideas that Ron Paul has and transition them into what Romney's saying. Because Ron Paul appeals to me. You know what really got to me was we were talking to a bunch of young entrepreneurs the other day, and what was their words was that they went over to the Ron Paul meeting or the rally over at Chico, and Ron Paul speaks to them. Romney doesn't speak for them. Obama sure as heck doesn't speak for them. He said, but Ron Paul does. Isn't that interesting? The younger adults are saying that. And yet he's 73 years old.
More Ron Paul supporters on the mainstream that like his message. The problem is we're a cosmetic society. And that, I think, bottom line, I'm just kind of looking at it. He's not Hollywood enough.
Well, you know, it's not that. And also, Ron Paul does have some ideas that kind of go out there. But he has a lot of ideas that I hope that the Romney campaign takes in and talks to him and finds out why he appeals to so many young people. Because I tell you, they're going to need him all. They're going to need everybody in this battle. We're going to take a break. We come back. We've got some things that are going on up at at Seven Hills Ranch. But we've got other things we're going to be talking to. We're going to have Holly from Holly's Bail Bonds going to be here at 8 o'clock. I can't wait. I cannot wait for that interview. She is such an interesting person, and she has got good stories.
First time we're going to be interviewing her, and I'm really excited. There's somebody who's like grabbed the bull by the horns and is in a pretty much a male-dominated, you know, business world of what she does. And I just really, this is going to be great.
I wonder if she hits. Anyway, we'll talk about that when she gets on.
We'll be right back, Casey and our 1460.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street is kicking off the trading day in a sea of green. Strong second quarter results from Apple are overshadowing some weaker than expected news on the U.S. economy. The tech giant's profit nearly doubled from a year ago, with revenue jumping 59% from the same time last year. Durable goods orders have suffered their biggest decline in 3 years. March orders slipped 4.2%, falling more than expected and marking the steepest drop since January of 2009. Lower demand for transportation equipment accounted for most of the decline. February's orders were also revised lower. And DuPont is boosting its quarterly dividend nearly 5%. Shareholders can now expect a cash payout of 43 cents a share. The increased dividend will cost DuPont roughly $75 million more a year. The company has benefited from higher pricing in recent quarters, helping it to offset expenses for raw materials. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carlin DeBott. 7:35 in the morning, April the 25th. It's 59 degrees out there. It's going to get hot.
530. No, it's not. It's going to rain.
It's going to get hot for me. if I argue with you.
You hear people laughing about it. That's right. We're going to be showers today with, actually 60% tonight. We're going to really have them come down, 52 tonight, but it's going to be about 60. So I don't know. Is that hot for you? It's going to go up a degree.
Okay.
Whoa.
It is. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our favorite people, Joe and Shelley. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee. You buy anything you want to make coffee, you know, deluxe beans, you know, the coffee beans, like grinders, you know, coffee makers, espresso machines, and they'll show you how to use them. The finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. That's what I said, meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town, and veterans get discounts. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew. Before we start into our next thing, I just want to talk about two things. All right, you think life's unfair? Here's a woman who donated a kidney to her boss to save his life, and then she gets fired. Okay.
Oh, that's like...
I'm sorry. Is that cold?
That's like...
I don't even know what the whole story is.
I don't know.
But,
that's like...
But she donates a kidney to her husband.
That's 4 o'clock humor in Las Vegas
on
a bad night.
And then she loses her job later. You know, maybe... I don't know. Was it for taking too much time off? You know, for... I don't know. The other one is... There's going to be another Lone Ranger movie. Now, I don't know who's playing Lone Ranger.
I don't know, but that was actually a key, and I was impressed.
But Johnny Depp.
Rarely happens.
Johnny Depp is playing Tonto.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Now, Johnny Depp playing Tonto.
Okay. He should create a really interesting Tonto.
Kind of a cross between Captain Jack and Tonto. I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Well, you know how much you love Zorro.
That's true.
You liked all the weird Zorros.
There's a lot of weird things I like.
Zorro.
Luckily, our next guest is to bring us back to the straight and narrow.
Heidi Mark is our guest today, and we're talking about special events and a new building out at Anselmo Vineyards. Welcome to the show, Heidi.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Okay,
you're the one who puts together all those fabulous special events out there that everybody raves about and talks about for so long that are so memorable in the beautiful location, of course.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay, now, the new building is what?
The new building is going to take the place of our current event tent. It's a 4,000 square foot pad. And at the end of September, the tent will be coming down and we will be constructing a glass walled conservatory that has a European style.
Let me ask this big question.
Yes.
Do you have permits for this?
The permits are being pulled.
Yes. So
they're being worked on.
Is the county working with Seven Hills to make sure all the permits are done and everybody's doing it this way. Is that correct?
It's going to be like
so,
this.
No, wait a minute. No, this is really important. The permits are being done. They're being pulled. Everybody's going through all the procedures.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what people are screaming at. And Selma never gets permits.
Okay. Well, Heidi is here to talk about special events that are going on.
Yes. I will get out of this now.
No, that's true. And we asked that at the break, and it was great. Okay, yes, the permits are being pulled. Proper channels are going, procedures. But this is where the tent that has been that white plastic tent. Actually, it's been with the cool April nights the last few years and some special wedding events and things that you've done. It's worked. But now, how did you go, who came up with the idea of putting in a glass enclosed? Nothing is like that in the North State.
There will be nothing like that, absolutely. Last winter, I attempted to throw a Christmas party and our New Year's Eve gala in the tent, and those were very difficult to keep warm and watertight. So at that point, Rivera's decided he would take the tent down and build something that we could use year-round. He said the tent proved that there was a need for an event space, and now that it was proved, he was going to build something that would be heated and cooled and and, you know, supply what we needed and what the North State needed. So I'm very excited to be able to work in a place that is going to be so elegant and temperature controlled.
Yes, but then also
it's kind of cold up there sometimes.
One more beautiful addition to the North State. We talk about, you know, the bridge and Turtle Bay. Oh, and by the way, as we're talking about events, we do have the wine and chocolate event at Turtle Bay on May 2nd.
Yes.
And some of the wine, it will be wine tasting and chocolate and desserts, mm-hmm. fundraiser for Turtle Bay, and Salmo Wines will be featured.
Absolutely. We will be there pouring wine at Chocolate After Dark, and we'll be able to answer any questions about our wine or events and the venue in general.
So tell us what is happening out at Salmo. You are a special events coordinator, and that's why, come on, tell us what's going on.
Okay. We have a number of banquets being planned. A lot of people are throwing their corporate events out there, a lot of wedding receptions, smaller events in the dining hall. But on top of that, we are getting our calendar is very, very full for weddings this year. People are very excited to have such a beautiful location to hold their outdoor weddings, and they love the delicious food, and we are a very full-service venue, probably the most full-service, beautiful venue in Northern California, and we are very excited to have so many brides and make their days absolutely special.
Well, we have to take a break. And again, our guest is Heidi Mark. We're talking about some of the special events that are happening up at Salmo Vineyards, a new building that will probably, I don't know, when they get the permits finalized, that'll probably be done by New Year's, Christmas, New Year's?
We are planning on taking the tent down the end of September, and we will have the new building installed by the middle of December. We'll be able to throw a couple Christmas parties, and then our New Year's Eve gala will be held in the building.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, because there's something I want to talk about with, another new addition that is on, we'll wait till we get back before you hear that. KCNR 1460.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Salmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
In Salmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. In Salmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing, same as cash, with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 59 degrees in the morning. Looks like we're going to have it says 60% chance of showers today. Temperatures getting to around 60 degrees. And we have showers tonight with temperatures around 52. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
North Valley Bank. Business of the year in 2011. Also, North Valley Bank has posted some of its highest income records here in the last year. That's not why they were business of the year, though. They were business of the year for the service they give, plus the fact one of the big things is their employees get out and they help our community. That's what a local bank is supposed to do, help the community. Help the community with small business loans, with home loans, with just being nice to you when you walk into the bank. What can I say? North Valley Bank, business of the year. A local bank's doing great work for our community.
Our guest this morning is Heidi Mark, who is the special events coordinator out at Seven Hills, which is in Salmo Vineyards. And, you know, we've seen so much going on in the news, and I swear every day with something on the front page. And we see that there's been a lot of positive action that's taken place from changing things that maybe at one time were, and just bringing to light, you know, what it is to bring new ideas and development into the North State. And so you've got some exciting things, too. You guys are building an organic garden out on the property, which is even more so because you use a lot of your own beef.
Yes.
And honey.
Yes.
But so now tell us about the gardens one more time.
We are going to actually have two locations for the gardens. One will be over in the vines, and another location is going to be in the front of the property alongside a brand new parking facility we're going to have. It'll be semi-covered, and we'll have beautiful gardens growing around the perimeter, and it'll just be gorgeous, absolutely beautiful.
And one of the things that we talked about at the break is bathrooms.
Bathrooms, yes. Although we have the nicest bathroom trailers in Shasta County, they're still bathroom trailers for events. And so Mr. Anselmo has decided to install permanent restroom facilities down by the tent area, well, soon to be Glasswall Conservatory. So we'll have radiant floor heating and a beautiful enclosed structure. So it will all come together in the next year, and it will be the finest venue available.
Oh, that's great. You know, and, you know, I know you have, I always talked about the bathrooms you had before that you have the one single and the women and the men's, mm-hmm. but, you know, the waterfall outside, and it's just like, it was just, they're beautiful, but there's only two. So then you've got these wonderful trailers, and they're more than, you know, trailer does not give it, you know, a good connotation. They are, you know, marble inside and marble and granite, and they're beautiful and they're air conditioned, but mm-hmm. they're still, you have to, you know, they're portable, but they're the nicest ones I've ever seen. So that is, people are going to love to hear that. Garden's coming in. The Glass Conservatory is going to blow people's minds.
Absolutely.
Now, and your music series. You still have your music series going on a regular basis.
Yes.
And so that's always wonderful in the wine room.
In the wine room or on nice evenings, we have it on the back patio. Last weekend, we had the musicians on the back patio, which is lovely to sit out and have your dinner and have the live music.
Love that. Okay, so now on Thursdays, do you still have your pizza night?
Yes, we do. It's wonderful.
That's fabulous. On a Thursday night to go out and just enjoy the sunset with a glass of wine. And oh, boy, you know what? That's calling to me. My mouth's watering thinking about that. You're wood oven out there. And so John has just kicked it up. It's just like, you know, a really great, I just equate so much to music. So just pretend you've got this really great, very accomplished musician slash, okay, chef.
Yes.
World, been around the world and has been there and does a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
Just decided someday, whatever it was, he kicked it up. Now, I don't know how you kick up what he does, but he kicked it up how many notches. And people have been raving.
about their food experience at an Anselmo as of late.
He has done an amazing job. It's a level of inspiration has come upon him, and he is working very closely with his staff to work on the details and expanding the creativity that they produce. And it's really fun to watch as a staff member the beautiful dishes that he's putting out, the flavors that he's coming up with. It's really an experience. So if you haven't been to Anselmo, I strongly suggest make a reservation and get out and try it.
Well, he has used some of my favorite recipes that I gave him. So maybe that is one reason it's kicked up a notch.
Okay, so Friday
the Beanie Weenies was one of my favorites.
So Friday and Saturday nights are, you're calling out there because, you know, it's really such a destination, and now is the time. I mean, it's just so beautiful in the North State right now. Thursday nights are great to go. You're also open for lunches.
We are, and actually, please make a reservation for lunch. Lunches, since it's been warm outside, we have been packed for lunch.
And then, of course, Sunday brunch, the hours are?
The hours are 12 to 4.
Okay. So we do have, I think in May, you have a wine event. Is there Chandra's coming up with, Chandra, your wine connoisseur or winemaker is coming up with, okay. I thought there was going to be something coming up, but that's been put off.
We postponed the
winemaker's
dinner. Yeah.
Right, because you've got the Turtle Bay coming up. So that's the chocolate and wine thing.
Yeah.
So Heidi Miller's been our guest. But we wanted to just break it to you about the beautiful glass...
Conservatory.
which you aren't going to see anywhere else in the North State. So any closing thoughts here?
Thank you for having me.
Okay, and when you come back and let us know what's going on, because I'm sure there's going to be more wonderful news to be released next month, and all the great things that are going on at an Anselmo, because before you know it, it's going to be fall, then we have the Christmas, and we want to book these parties and get things going.
I'm already actually booking Christmas parties, if you can believe that.
Okay, so and the phone number to reach you?
Is 515-5480, Heidi Marker.
Okay. Thank you so much for
being
on with us. All right. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda. Yeah, that was really great to hear. Wow, a glass conservatory.
I can't wait to see that.
Whoa.
Let's repeat that one more time. Let's say again one more time that is also... It's done with permits.
Do you remember that the glass cathedral that was in was it Pasadena or it was in L.A.?
Hey, all you guys, all you anonymous, you know, cowardly bloggers out there, you know, take a look. I mean, this man isn't giving up. He spent $20 million in this county. Plus, he puts all these people to work. You know, all these things, and you guys keep going after him. And here's, hey, you know what? I'm still going to build. I'm still going after the permits. I mean, it's just. Big fight going on, but do you have something, sweetheart?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, as we keep coming up, what's happening this weekend, we've got the Pet Expo that's happening, and we're going to be giving away some free passes for that. And also, I'm hoping to, sometime tomorrow and tomorrow night, get in some more interviews with the upcoming Rat Pack show, the Sandy Hackett Shadows of the Desert show that's happening April 28th. That's this Saturday night out at it's Civic Auditorium. I call it everything, but it's the Civic Center, the Civic Auditorium, the new Civic. You know, it used to be the Convention Center, but this is going to be the first time I'm going to be there with the cabaret-style seating. Looking forward to this old-feeling Las Vegas show, and we hope to hear about some ticket giveaways that's going to be happening in the next few days. I've been holding on to some special ones to release, so we'll be letting you know about that. And you've got something there that you've been wanting to...
Well, it says that, you know, here we go. They're banning dogs for hunts. The Senate voted to ban, and on a 5-3 vote, of course, Democrats, to ban the use of dogs when it comes to hunting bears and bobcats. Now, you know... Right now, the hunters are saying, "Hey, wait a minute! This is a way to hunt bears." You know, there was 10,000 bears in the 80s, in the 1980s. They're estimated to be over 30,000 bears right now. So it's not like they're being hunted to extinction, right? And from in about 1,500 to 1,800 bears are killed each year, but less than half of those are hunted by dogs. And then so they, and there's over 70,000 bobcats out there. It's not like they're being hunted to extinction, my friends. But this is it. They're saying, oh, we don't want you to hunt with a dog. We don't want you hunting those bears, with those poor dogs, and bobcats with those poor dogs. Okay. At what point does it become illegal to hunt birds with dogs? Those poor dogs are out there having to swim in that cold water to pick up those ducks. Ooh, look that dog's got a collar on it that the owner can keep it and maybe even shock that dog. I mean, they've had their, you know, a mild electrical shock. But here's the big thing is if you can ban them from hunting, and I don't believe in slippery slope. First of all, I don't believe in that because slippery slope is just a cliche, and I have learned that cliches aren't true. Maybe sometimes they are true, but here it is. They're telling the hunters that you can't use dogs to hunt bears and bobcats. And this is probably a direct slap at the head of the Fish and Game Commission, who had his photo online for actually doing something legal, hunting a mountain lion in Idaho, and there were dogs. Well, I have friends that hunt bears without dogs. That's fine. They get their bears.
Ugh.
Well, they do. I know how you feel about hunting bears.
Anyway.
But the point is this, is that to do this, you know, this is just the first step. If you don't think the next step is, we don't want these poor dogs leaping into that ice-cold water to retrieve ducks, because it's bad form. And then, you know, the whole thing, it's hunting. Let's just start taking hunting. Again, it's a control
thing. What about
the fox hunt? It's Democrat.
100-year-old fox hunts.
Well, they did away with those using dogs. And no, they did away using foxes. You can't hunt foxes at all in England anymore. But what they do is they drag something out there. I don't even know what they do. I don't care. England's a declining society. But the point is we're not. We're not. The fact is that this is just another bite at hunting, at people doing things that are, you know, that is not damaging the game, that is not causing them to be extinct. This is, again, a run at your rights, my friends. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's all but set. Mitt Romney will be the Republican nominee, and Newt Gingrich knows it.
I think, obviously, that I would be a better candidate, but the objective fact is the voters didn't think that.
Planning his exit after Romney won 5 more primaries. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Your top Gingrich aides tell Fox News the former House Speaker will end his campaign next Tuesday, May 1st. This after telling supporters in North Carolina this morning unity is his highest priority.
No conservative anywhere in America should have any doubt about the importance of defeating Barack Obama.
He'll do something of a farewell tour around North Carolina before next Tuesday's formal announcement, and the aides say it is more than likely that Gingrich will endorse Mitt Romney. Dave?
Rich, President Obama goes to Iowa this morning, pushing a plan to prevent federal student loan rates from doubling this summer. But House Speaker Boehner says the problem was
created by Democrats,
and Republicans are
trying to find a responsible way to fix it.
Arizona is now pleading its case to the Supreme Court, defending a crackdown on illegal immigration. Judges have so far sided with the Obama administration, partially blocking controversial parts of the new law. The Senate's probing the Secret Service prostitution scandal. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz, live at the White House.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano testifying that so far the ongoing investigation has shown the president was not put into any danger by the prostitution scandal. Still, she says, the behavior will not be tolerated.
We will not allow the actions of a few to tarnish the proud legacy of the Secret Service.
Secretary Napolitano says 8 Secret Service employees have left over the scandal. 1 was stripped of his security clearance, and 3 were cleared of serious wrongdoing, but may still face administrative action. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is investigating whether 12 service members were involved. Dave?
Mike, accused WikiLeaker Bradley Manning is not off the hook. A military judge refusing the Army private's attempt to dismiss charges in the biggest leaking of classified info ever. Hundreds of thousands of documents WikiLeaks made public online. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
With Mitt Romney closer to the Republican nomination, Senator Marco Rubio, widely believed to be among Romney's potential running mates, has been threatened. U.S. Capitol Police not detailing what the threat is, but is investigating. And then there's the case nearly 5 years old out of Britain. A little girl went missing in Portugal, and now police think Madeleine McCann could still be alive. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, Madeleine McCann was 3 when she disappeared, presumed kidnapped during
during a family holiday. Portuguese police have given up their search. The case closed since 2008. But British detectives say there's now good reason to look again.
We have identified 195 investigative opportunities, which cross a whole range of subjects.
Detective Chief Inspector Andy Redwood leading a British case review, but refusing to say if there are any suspects. Police also releasing a picture today showing what Madeline may look like now. She'd be 9 years old next month. Dave?
Simon, a sick little boy who went missing yesterday in Missouri, found safe this morning in Illinois.
Porter Stone is on the waiting list for a new heart and was discharged from St. Louis Children's Hospital yesterday when he disappeared. His mother, who has custody of the five-year-old, was going to take him back home to the Kansas City area. The child had only about a day's worth of medicine left in a portable IV when he was taken. But police have found him here in the Chicago area. His father, his grandmother, and his aunt are now in custody. The boy's mother, Tiffany Stone, says
he's doing good and he's just ready to come home. He's a little bit scared and kind of shaken up about the whole thing.
The child's parents have been involved in a divorce and custody battle. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Someone's won the big one in Alaska. No, not the lottery. That state doesn't have one. They've done the next best thing. Predict when the ice will go out on a river in Nenana. It's a very popular guessing game in Alaska. $250 a guess. And it happened Monday night. Now officials are going through all the entries. Last year, 22 winners shared $338,000. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, April the 25th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And also our chat room is going mad, as it usually does.
And it's going to be going madder in the next hour. A lot of people are going to have questions. And we encourage you to call in with our next guest. The number, the hotline here to the station is 605-4567. And, of course, you can go to KCNR1460.com, chat in, call, sign in, and you can hear the show live wherever you are. And actually go back to the archives. But still, this is going to be a next hot, very interesting, topical hour.
Do we have our update yet on the phone?
I'm working on that right now.
And we're working on that right now. But what we're going to do is, before we introduce our guest, I want to talk about a couple of the things. In the last hour, we talked with Holly from Heidi.
Heidi Mark.
We're going to be talking to Holly in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
We talked to Heidi out there from Anselmos. One of the things they're doing is with all the stuff that's going on out at Anselmos, they're putting another building up. They're putting an event center up. And, yes, the permits are being pulled as we speak. So, I mean, the man has not quit on Shasta County.
And the gardens.
And the gardens and all the things that they're doing out there. Putting in the,
and
you know,
the covered parking.
Yeah, everything. You know, so the man has not quit on Shasta County. I mean, and yet there's people that would like him to leave and all of them to leave and take everything they've done and just, you know, for what reason? That rich Hollywood producer. Well, he's not to hold a man's wealth against him is ridiculous. It's like holding somebody's religion against them. I mean, he's Catholic. Well, he's Mormon. You know, it's all these things. I mean, hold that against somebody. I don't understand it, but that seems to be the big thing. It's not who he is as a person. It's his wealth. I don't understand that. And we're gonna talk about that at some point. But speaking of wealth, we have our Wells Fargo advisor on, Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, though we have backed off the highs of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 69 points at 13,070. The S&P 500 is adding 13 points at 1385, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 56 points at 3,017. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 225 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple, after reporting double quarterly estimated profits, up $50.43 a share at $610.84. Google's up $8.14 at $609.41, while Intel's up 29 cents at $27.60. Of local interest, PG&E's up a dime at $43.58, Home Depot's up 50 cents at $51.73, and Reading Bank of Commerce up 7 cents at $4.27. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2% even, while the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's currently down 40 cents a barrel at $103.15, and precious metals are low, with gold down $3.77 an ounce at $1637.96, while silver's down 15 cents at $30.64. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They are located down at Park Marina Drive. If you want to know what to do with your money, if you want to know what's going on with the stock market, just head on down to Wells Fargo Advisors.
And they are live telling you what's happening on the minute.
Now, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we've got a guest, and first-time guest for us. Even though that we have seen her thousands of times.
You feel
or
like
her,
she's
or her, at least
part
her photo,
of our family.
Every time somebody sends me a certain kind of email, Holly's name is on it, they said, look at this guy. And then right there, as I open up the Shasta mugshots, there's Holly's smiling face. You know, Holly Hoekstra, we're going to be here. Holly Bale Bonds, we're going to be right back after this message.
Hi, I'm Carol Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other morph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, and vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, you know what? You got to play this
probably
music.
Comes up when you pull up your website, huh, Holly?
8:13 in the morning. Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot and Bad Bob. April the 25th. 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew. Walk-in, the biggest walk-in humidor in all of the North State. Go see the folks at Tobacco and Brew. Inside also is Espresso Joe's, where you get 20-ounce coffee for $3. Hello, Coffees and Cream is their brand, their favorite special coffee of the month. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's get down to some, like, big old business here.
Well, you know what, like I said, you know, people will send me pictures of people, you know, Shasta mugshots. And every time I see Tom Basenko or Rob Play, I said, where do these people come from? I never see them. And they look at me and they said, these are night crawlers. These are people out at
night.
You're
crawlers.
In bed.
Ooh.
You're in bed by the time they're out. I said, okay, got it. But then when they send it to me, when I open it up, right below their picture is a photo of a real attractive blonde lady.
A beautiful gal that looks like she could be the homecoming queen of the town.
And her name's Holly. And for some reason, it's taken us this long to have Holly Hoekstra of Holly's Bail Bonds on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, you two during the commercial, Holly and Linda were, Linda's dancing and they're bonding. So I'm not sure what was going on here, but
well, we were asking.
We've got a lot of, you've got so much to go through here in the next 45 minutes.
Let's go into, first of all, Holly, because this is what we were talking about. Get back on track. How did you come to, give us a little background about Holly, your life, how you came to Reading, and then we want to find out how you got involved in the bail bond industry.
Okay.
Please.
So I'm from Reading. I grew up in Red Bluff and was raised here in Reading. And as a young person, I went to high school here. And I had a daughter at a very young age. I was 18 years old and I found myself with no job, no way to go back to school. And so I started waiting tables in order to not get into some sort of social program. And waiting tables at this local coffee shop, I had a customer come in who was at my counter every day. I worked the 3 to 11 shift. And over time, he just said, you know what? I think you'd be great in the bail bonds business. And he gave me a lot of, guff a lot of times, gave me a hard time, and I would just give it right back to him. And he said, you've got what it takes. So I started in 1992 and went into his store, set up a system, and started bailing people out of jail.
So he was your Mr. Holland's opus. He brought you in. He completely taught you the industry, and you learned everything through this person.
Yeah, within a two-year period, he actually was in a car accident and died in 1994. And from there, I ran his operation. It's pretty in-depth. But
well, when you have to do what you have to do, it's almost like you pull up your straps and go, wow, okay, so heavy load, but you handled it in this huge growth since then. I love the story, the original story there of, you know, being 18 and having a child and go, okay, I've got to work. It's a work ethic.
But the most important part of that is I've got to go to work or get on a social program.
Right.
You chose to work.
That's right.
And you've chosen to, and then getting into the bail bonds business, and which I really, except for, you know, things you read or you see, you know, Dog the Bounty Hunter, which I don't watch, but you can't help but watch part of the previews of them if you're watching something else. And you have to ask yourself, wow, there's people out there like that.
Well, obviously, but this gentleman brought you to the business. He encouraged you and made you feel confident enough that you could come in and do that. And that's a great instinctual thing.
What exactly is the bail bond business?
So the bail bonds business is really what we do is write court appearance insurance. We're saying Johnny's in jail. He's got a $50,000 bond. I'm going to write a bond for Johnny, and I'm going to be financially obligated, me personally, to the court for his appearance in court through his entire case from beginning to end. And I'm going to make sure that he gets to court on time.
Now, okay, so it's a $50,000 bond that you put up
right,
to make sure he shows up, or she.
Mm-hmm.
And from start to finish, from the first time, and even if this thing goes on for 6 or 7 or 8 months.
Right.
All right. Now, what did they put up? So, I mean, you just don't do this out of the goodness of your heart, even though I'm sure you would.
No, there's accountability. So there's a price that they pay. There's a 10% fee that's charged. Sometimes they don't have all of that, and we do work with people. So they pay the, if it's a perfect world, the $5,000 up front, and now I put up the $50,000 note. bond.
And that's where you see where people are saying is that, you know, some people have been arrested. They have a, you know, a $250,000 bond. Mm-hmm. And so when and people will put up that money. So it's $25,000. That's why some people that have been in the drug trade, they're, you know, for them to get $1 million, $1 million bail is not unusual. But the point is, even if they paid you the $100,000, it may not be the person you want to put your bet on that they're going to be here in a week or 2 weeks. So do you turn down a lot of people, or?
Yeah, basically I'm in the people business. I'm looking at risk. I'm looking at what kind of ties do they have to the community. I look at their family, who's going to be. We incorporate the whole family and friends when we post a bond. It's not just about the money, because maybe they don't always have all the money up front. So we work with the family to say, okay, what do you have and how can we make this make sense? What kind of collateral do they have in order to ensure that they're going to have a big enough stake in the game to get to court?
And that's the bottom line, is they have to have enough in there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times their families are the ones that
right.
end up having a big stake in if them coming to court.
That's
okay,
right.
We got to take a quick break. Holly Hoekstra from Holly's Bail Bonds is our guest, and we're talking about how she got into the business, and we're talking about really what the bail bond industry is. We've got a lot of other things we're going to talk about, including how you used to go after them yourself.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Carl and DeVos.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Yeah, I fought the law and the law won. Hey, this portion of the bed, Bob. I just want to go over and, you know, and lick the side of your face.
No!
Because sometimes you you pull up the greatest things here. Nathan's Anthems Tattoos is our, you know, sponsor in this portion of the show. This month they're giving away a $300 tattoo to any listener that goes down. All you have to do is sign up down at 1358 Market Street. That's the corner of Market and Tehama. That's right, $300. You get a $300 voucher for a tattoo or to add on a tattoo or to cover up that real big mistake you made in the Philippines back when you were 18. Or you were that college student who thought it was a great idea to have Juicy tattooed over your back and now your kids are asking you about it. 7 days a week they're down there, and now they're offering permanent cosmetics. That's lips, eyeliner, and eyebrows. And they've got people that do that, and you just give them a call or go down there and a visit for a consultation. They're good people down there, very, very good people. And otherwise,
clean.
We went down there, otherwise we wouldn't even say a word about them. Nathan's Anthems and Tattoos, the corner of Market and Tehama.
Holly Huckstra is our guest. Boy, we're revving it up here because when we were talking early on, when you first walked in and Heidi was leaving, and that's going to be a whole other show because her husband is a
parole officer.
That's right. We're talking, in the next half hour, we're going to be talking about realignment. Is it working? What's going on? Are we just off the charts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
do we do about it?
You know, there's so many layers to this. Do you want to go into realignment?
Yeah, let's talk about realignment because I was wondering when you and I talked earlier about what impact that has on you but what you see, because you're a lot more than just somebody that bails people out of jail. People that know you're a real community member here and that you care about our community in so many ways. And a lot of people don't understand that. But realignment, what do you see from your side?
First and foremost, I am a community member. I do care about our community, and I care about holding people accountable and having a safe place to live. We live in a beautiful area, and it's sad to see what's happening. And it's not just happening in Shasta County. It's happening across the state of California and really in our country. What happened with realignment is basically the inmates got together a few years back, and I don't know exactly the year, but they filed a federal lawsuit saying we have rights and we have the right to be housed in a certain way. We shouldn't have to live in these kinds of conditions. And it's become so expensive to house these people at the tune of $55,000 a year for a state inmate in our prisons that they've decided the federal government isn't going to be in, you know, the state isn't going to take on the responsibility anymore. We're going to filter that down to our counties. And so these inmates, instead of doing their time in the state prison, they're going to do their state time in our county jail. And in essence, we're becoming a prison. So in 2009, we had a floor of our jail closed.
No, that's a good point.
Wow.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's a great line. We are, Shasta County is becoming.
And the state of California.
The prison. Not the prison. Shasta County is becoming the prison for these inmates.
Right. Yeah, we need to. There's so many layers. I don't know how we fix it, but one of the things I think we start off is jail has to become a place that's no longer fun to go to. Okay, 20 years in this business, and I haven't seen any kind of rehabilitation, and we're getting worse. So now they're going to start housing the three nons: non-sexual, non-serious, non-violent in their current charge. So a person is convicted of a crime. And let's say it's a property crime. Never mind the fact that he's got a sex record, criminal record in the past, or violent record in the past. They're going to say, oh, you've got receiving stolen property. You're going to do 2 years of prison time. And instead of shipping that person off to Susanville or Solano or Fairfield or wherever, they're going to do their time here, 2 years of time in our county jail. And then what ends up happening is, you don't have enough bed space anymore. So we have the jail full of people serving their prison sentences. And the new offender who is picked up for a DUI, who is really actually a very serious and big threat to our community. Those are the DUIs, okay? Those people are just released without any kind of accountability other than I'm going to sign, you know, I promise to appear in court.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is that non means that's their last offense too.
Their current offense.
Yeah, right. Or their current offense. So if they go in and they burglarize, you know, a house, mm-hmm. they bring them back, that's a non. They're released again. That's the way we understand it.
Well, pretrial, they are being released.
Yeah, well, pretrial, that's
right. They're not having to come to me and their family and say, how do we, you know, we're going to get this guy out of jail, which bail has a proven track record of making sure that we get people to court. And when they're on bond, they actually are less likely to commit a new crime while on bond because there's so many people involved in the process of making sure that person is, you know, where they're supposed to be and that they're doing the things that they should be doing.
Well, I know that we're going to have a show dedicated to this whole, and we probably will bring you and maybe a couple other people back. Brian, you're on the line, but we're going to have to run because we've only got like a minute left. So, and I know you're going to want to talk a little bit longer than that. We want to have a show because we received something from the Shasta County. Somebody works in the system. Mm-hmm. They are appalled at what's happening.
Do we want to have Brian call back?
Well,
we'll have to take a hard break with Fox News.
After the break.
Yeah.
But they are appalled at what's happening. Mm-hmm. And what I told people in the chat room is to listen to you. You're forecasting the future of California right now if this isn't changed.
Right.
Because when we come back, we want to talk to Holly about there's people that she sees all the time that we don't. And she sees
the dark side.
And we want to talk a little bit about the dark side that's coming out and it's becoming probably a little bit more prevalent as we go on. But we've got to take a break now for the news. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Holly Hoekstra from Holly's Bail Bonds. We'll be right back after these messages.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It's not quite a concession speech, but that's apparently coming soon from Newt Gingrich.
I do think it's pretty clear that Governor Romney is ultimately going to be the nominee, and we'll do everything we can to make sure that he is, in fact, effective.
Gingrich speaking in North Carolina. His senior aides tell Fox News that he will suspend or end his campaign next Tuesday. That's when Gingrich may formally endorse Mitt Romney, who won all five of the Eastern primaries contested yesterday. While the Supreme Court hears arguments in D.C. about Arizona's controversial immigration law, protests are expected in Phoenix.
The rallies here obviously will not affect what happens in the courtroom, but they can change public opinion and maybe how voters perceive the court's decision, which is expected, of course, later this summer.
Fox's William LaJeunesse in Phoenix. The law allows police officers to demand proof of immigration status. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
He's from a small town, but he's got a big time voice.
That's how I got to be this way.
Justin Moore, April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. Bringing the party from the backwoods to the concert stage.
Charlie, have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
Justin Moore.
I'm proud to say I love this place. Good old smile. Town, USA.
April 25th, 7:30 at Wind River Casino Event Center with special guest Whiskey Dog, Justin Moore.
Can't even bait a hook.
Get tickets now by stopping by the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at windriver.com. April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. The new album, Outlaws Like Me, available now.
He can't even bait a hook.
Don't miss Justin Moore live. It's better on the river.
Coella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Coella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown. So the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Coella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big boss alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, April the 25th, 8:35 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, my friends. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Go on in there and catch up on your reading on Guns and Ammo and National Geographic. Our guest, Holly Hoekstra of Holly's Bail Bonds. And I tell you what, we talk about what's going on in our city and our county. Holly lives it. And we've got a phone. We've got a phone caller that went on from the other side.
We do have a phone, don't we?
And we have a phone, too. Brian, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just wanted to say good morning. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Brian.
Yes, they are not holding offenders, and yes, they don't have room to hold offenders, and that affects the bail industry horribly because bail brings accountability. The problem is they're not even holding current sex offenders. They're not holding current violent offenders because they just don't have room. Mm-hmm. So it's way bigger than the problem we're even talking about. Even if they don't address their old offenses, they're not even holding current sexual violent offenders because they don't have room.
Wow, that's the first time we heard that. Do you know that for sure?
I work in the industry, and I just did it yesterday. Took a child molester to jail, and he got out 6 hours later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? There's something wrong here. I mean, it's a lot worse than people are saying, and I don't think people know it.
That's his current offense, mm-hmm. and he's only one of a string. And the problem is, it's only going to get worse because now the sentencing laws have changed, and offenders that used to go to state prison on certain violations are now starting to overcrowd the jail, and they're giving preference, in my opinion, they're giving preference to county sentenced inmates over sexually violent parole violators who can no longer go back to prison on a parole violation. They have to go to county jail, and county jail has no room. They're getting 180-day parole violation sentences. We take them to jail, and they're out in a matter of hours, yeah. And they're time serving them.
What Brian's talking about, these are people who have already been convicted of a crime, and now they're on the parole, which is like, you know, we're going to make sure that these people are following the law and doing what they're supposed to do. And when they violate that, there are certain conditions of their parole, they're taking them back and they're letting those people right back out.
Instead of sending them back to prison.
Yeah. And
or making them do their sentence.
Then the thing is that the inmates are very, very smart. They know this. There's a thumbing of the nose at authority. Absolutely no regard for authority anymore.
Or law. The law.
So, Brian, I mean, this must be terribly frustrating to you.
It's making me not sleep at night, actually. And not because I'm, you know, unable to sleep. It's just I'm so concerned because every one of these parolees is telling me straight to my face, what are you going to do, book and release me? It's the new joke.
Right.
And it's exactly what's going to happen. So it's a paperwork shuffle, and we're constantly chasing the same people over and over.
Brian, and, thank you.
You know, Brian, here's the other part to this, too. Is
coming forward
is
that.
What, and so we start putting people in jail. I think we can hold them up, to 2 years now?
No, they can serve sentences for much longer.
But where are you going to put them is the problem.
Well, see, but here's the next part of this is once they're in there, gosh, I'm being there 3 years. Now the lawsuits come because I'm being held in crowded conditions. I don't get to go out and do my exercise. I don't get my color TV. And so that's what comes next with these. And just stand by and wait because here come the lawsuits.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't change.
Here's a little piece of information for you. Trinity County got a lump sum in October when this thing started for 2 years of medical, and they've already burned through it. They're out of their medical resource fund, not even their original fund. Their surplus fund that they gave for medical is already gone. So little county jails like Trinity and Shasta and Siskiyou and Glen and Tehama, they're already burning through the money that the state gave them for medical, and it's gone. And so you're going to have the same problem that the state fought over medical provision and overcrowding situations. It's just going to explode, but it's going to crash these small counties if we're not careful and if we don't join together and figure out how to fix this thing.
Well, there's a couple ways to fix this, but people just don't like what I think. Hey, Brian, thank you so much.
All right, man.
Thanks. I mean, and thank you for what you do. I know you care. I mean, you care about what you're doing. You're trying to keep these thugs off the streets, and and to have your hands tied is terrible.
Thanks, Brian. I'm terrible because the first thing I think is, where's the orange suits fixing the potholes on the street? And where's my poison pill? I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Holly Hoekstra. We're going to take a quick break here. We got people on the phone. Holly has told us, and we haven't even really gotten into the dark part yet. I mean, we have somebody that's inside.
There's many layers.
Somebody that's inside the system. And you can tell, I mean, he's losing sleep at night because of what's happening. And that part about Trinity County burning through their health care money already, 2 years worth, and they burnt through it already. When you figure we're spending over $12,000 a year, something like $14,000 a year per inmate that's in the California state institutions just on medical, which means that when they come back here, they don't get that free dental.
That's right. And that's their right, you know.
Oh, that's right. Holly Hoekstra, Holly's Bail Bonds, is our guest, and she's opened up. she has lit the fuse. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, miss a day, miss a lot.
Company, always on the run. Destiny, with a rising sun.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Wow.
That's not all.
What?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
Really?
Yeah. It says even though Doug LaMalfa is already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure, we can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onested. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onested for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonested.com.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. That's right. They're taking TRICARE. It's not easy to find somebody that will take TRICARE military insurance. That's for retired military. That's for medically retired. And it's also for the spouses of those military that are deployed, like our National Guard. Well, Hilltop Medical Clinic and Dr. Mark Pierce has begun taking the TRICARE military insurance. They're located at 1093 Hilltop Drive next to Country Kitchen. And the other is at 2123 Eureka Way. Give them a call at 246-4629. This is a walk-in clinic that will take TRICARE. This is a great idea. Thanks a lot to Dr. Pierce. Our guest, Holly Hoekstra of Holly's Bail Bonds. And we were talking about this, keep it a little bit lighter, but you know what? It's changed to reality. And we've got a caller on the phone. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine, Daniel.
Well, you know, Brian, you know, he brought all these issues up, and the big thing is, you know, the Arizona model with the work camps out there, much better. We don't have to spend millions or billions of dollars on building a new jail, or you got to expand a bed, you put a new tent out. Pretty easy, not too expensive.
At least they could live as, you know, they should live at the same level that Marines do in the field.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
You know, and we already have that model out there anyway, because you do have the guys that are out on the firefighting crews in the summertime.
Yeah. Okay, Daniel. Hey, Daniel, by the way, we're going to give a shout out to Daniel. He drove the veterans down to Sacramento the other day on that first battle that was won by the veterans to open up the home here. And Daniel was volunteered to drive and took his time.
Thank you, Daniel.
So thank you, Daniel.
It's always my pleasure. I'm a volunteer. I can do nothing less.
Thanks, Dan.
Plus, we're going to have to do it again.
Oh, yeah, several times, it looks like.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right. Okay, Holly, like I said, we were talking. We were going, oh, okay, you know, in the bail bonds. But this has turned into what it should be, I guess, serious discussion of what's happening to our city and our county and our state. You've got some ideas here. You said that might be able to, you know, to solve part of these problems.
Well, I think we may need to make jail a place that people don't want to go to again. It can't be, people don't change when they're warm and cozy and comfy, you know. We bumper boat them and say, oh, you don't have to be accountable for what you did because you had a bad childhood or you had a bad experience. It's like, you break the law and it should be something that's a consequence. That's what jail is for. Daniel made a good point. We should be doing things like they do in Arizona. Have it where it's uncomfortable to be there. There's tents. Further, people don't go to jail in places like Malaysia because you go to jail in Malaysia and you get flogged. Okay,
yeah.
We'll cut down the cost of punishing people quickly, and I'm pretty sure that once they're made to be that uncomfortable, they won't be returning.
Well, you know, it's the things too is that, you know, we talk about all this. Oh, you know what? It's, we bring them down, we can treat them better down here. We can have less of a recidivism rate.
Right.
Somebody needs to prove that to me. And I've heard all the, you know, when all this first started, I've heard all the platitudes, I've heard all these things that, you know, we need to work with them. Oh gosh, we work with them, this will work, you know, that we can save some of them. Okay, that's great. Maybe we can save some of them. But in between, the money I don't think has still come down for it. You've already said in some, Trinity County's already run out of money for medical. We're having these people just come through here. And my friends, you need to take a look at Shasta mugshots. Take a look at the people that they're arrested.
There's an app for some that of now, them, isn't there?
Well, I don't know, but take a look at it, and some of them have been arrested. You'll see their picture several times over two pages because they keep getting rearrested. I think Chief Paletti said, I think the record was seven times since December.
Right, but if they went in and they were required to post a bond, okay, these people are pretrial, we're going to make sure that process slows down, that they are not committing new crimes while on bond and they appear in court.
Yeah.
And then further, if they are convicted, because you are innocent until proven guilty. That is
right.
How our system is set up, and as it should be. But if you do violate the law and you're convicted of a crime, it should be something that you don't ever want to do again. Not to say that we don't have people that make bad choices. That's my logo. That's our motto in my business is better choices start here, because we are human beings and we do make mistakes. You could have emotional, something could happen and you could break the law. But we're talking about repeat offenders. We're talking about criminals, people that do not, who are just in the system and they have no plans on changing their ways at all.
I have a great motto for bail bonds. We'll get you out if it takes a lifetime. Okay, maybe not. All right, hey, we're going to, John Dixon, you're on the line. And I tell you what, John, okay, let's just go to John.
Hey, John.
You want me to hold until after the
break? No, just do it quick.
Good morning, Carl, and Bad Bob, and everybody else is there. And hi, Holly, how are you?
Good, John, how are you?
Listen, I'm doing good, and I hope you will not take this as truly adversarial towards you, because I happen to think you do a great service for the community in regards to Shasta mugshots and things like that. But it seems to me that there has been very little output from the bail bonds people in regards to the political aspects of the jail or anything else up until the time that the turnstile activities of the booking process has changed and people have been pushed out the door without bail. And so you guys are losing fees, and it seems very self-serving that now everybody wants to climb on. This is what the situation is. It's very economically motivated by the bail bonds people, because fees are falling by the wayside, and we all know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your call, John.
You're welcome.
And that's interesting. I mean, that would be, take all the calls, and there's a good question.
And certainly I can see, John's point in that. Actually, we have been, for many years, the bail bond industry has been kind of the stepchild of the criminal justice system, and no one has ever really acknowledged what role we have played. We have made sure that people go to court, and we've held people accountable. And for many years, the sheriff's departments and the police departments didn't really like us, because they felt like, hey, we put this person in custody, and now you've taken them out. But we have always made sure that they get to court, and we take on that financial obligation for the community. The taxpayers aren't paying that. We are I'm a sole proprietorship. And I'm the one who's financially obligated for those people to appear. We really haven't had much of a voice. And what John's saying is, we weren't in the same place that we are now, though. We're talking about letting prisoners do their time in our local jails, and the dynamics have changed. I do think further, when he's talking about self-serving, we could also, and we've come to the judges and said, hey, look, we've got to reduce these bail schedules. Some of these bonds are just so high that it's impossible for these people to get out of custody. So we are, requesting that, the county supervisors, that the district attorneys, that the judges all look at another possibility of reducing the bail schedule so that we can now take on that financial risk for those people instead of the burden being placed on the taxpayers. Because those people don't appear in court when they're not. The likelihood of them appearing in court is much less than when they're on bond.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, Holly Hoekstra is our guest of Holly Bail Bonds. And come back. I want to ask Holly, what's the strangest? You used to go out after them, right? You were the one that was tracking them down, right?
That's right.
Let's talk about that just a little bit before we finish up.
Okay. Charlie's Angels.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing. financing, same as cash, with a minimum $699 purchase. All at your locally owned Brand Source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and DeBott, our last segment here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. You know, Crown Motors and the guys down there, they've got every type of Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram that you could want, new, and a great selection. Great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Going to fit everybody's need. They take pride in what they do, what they sell. They are a local business. And guess what, my friends? If you're going to buy something that's this much money, probably the second largest purchase after your home, you want to keep that money here in town because we're going to need that tax money because we've got criminals running the streets. Right, Holly Hoekstra, who is our guest from Holly's Bail Bonds.
Great. We want to thank again Daniel for calling in and Brian and, of course, John Dixon. Always, faithful.
Always welcome.
And always love to take your calls. When we were taking a break, early on, we were talking about how you went out in the early part of your career. And if somebody jumped bail, you're out looking for them.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about that a little bit.
Well, like in 1994 when Mike, who got me into the business, passed away, it was a car accident. So everything happened suddenly. We had 60 people decide not to go to court. And I was running all over the place looking for people. The news got out, oh, Mike's not here anymore, so we can just not go to court. And, we were able to get every one of those people back into court, either talking them through the system, because that's what we really are. I mean, more than, we're holding people's hands a lot of times through the court system and showing them, to go ahead and get through the court process and it's all going to be okay. And if they choose not to do that way, then we are going to go out and we're going to pick them up and we're going to cuff them and we're going to take them to the jail.
So you're going up to and you find them, the most of them just kind of like say, okay, you got me. Let's go. Or is it kind of like they make the run and you've got, six foot four guys chasing them down the street and they're rolling around on the ground, thumbing each other in the eye? Or is it, that's a little too dramatic, isn't it?
I'd say for the most part, we are able to talk people back into court and getting them back on bond and it's okay. But then there are those who decide to run, and we've had all kinds of situations. I mean, I've had a guy I was chasing and I came to the door and he said he saw me. He slammed the door, and he was gone, and he jumped jumped out of a two-story building window. I was laughing. I was like, he was running for me. But, yeah, we've had, you know, situations where we're crawling on our bellies, digging through garbage, looking for information. I've been to Mexico looking for fugitives. I've been to Amsterdam.
Can you zap them?
You know, that's actually, I think that the tasers are a real good solution for law enforcement.
I would
too.
Think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, don't be jumping. Well, I'm going to tase. Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me, sister.
Well, you know, women police have, they have gone to the weapon, to a deadly force on more occasions than men do because, let's face it, you know, they're smaller. And they get into a deadly force situation where somebody's going to, you know, just beat them to death. They're going to pull a pistol. These tasers, at least, as long as you know how to use them, unlike the guy in Oakland who thought it was he pulled a taser and shot somebody, you know, that does work.
Or his thigh.
Yeah. You know, for the most part, people are really happy to take care of their case. They're tired of running. And we just have so few people running from us now. I've only lost one $10,000 bond in my 20-year career. May 1st will be 20-year anniversary. I've been riding bail in Shasta County.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Thank you. That's just, you know.
Okay. Hey, you know, Holly, thanks so much for being here with us. And I hope you want to come back again.
I'd love to.
To do is we want to sit down and maybe have a little dialogue here with some people that are in the system saying, hey, this is what's wrong. We need to be aware of a success story.
I went through it. This is how I came on the other end. And I am, I'm back in the community and I'm doing well.
And we have so many of those, really.
Great. Okay, Holly Holstrom from Holly's Bail Bonds will be back with us again sometime soon, I hope.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's Thursday, right? The people
Thursday.
From Hawkins, the ones that want to put up the Churn Creek mall down there, will be on. I believe San Honestad is going to be on with us too. But we'll talk about that. Tune in tomorrow, and I know it's going to be a lot of questions. Carl and DeBott, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
My ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Arizona's immigration law goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, and some justices sound supportive in arguments that have just wrapped up. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern heard it all firsthand, now live outside the Supreme Court.
Well, this case drawing plenty of passions, Lisa. You can hear chants of hundreds of demonstrators here in front of the Supreme Court, but arguments were less about emotion, more about practical application. The Obama administration arguing Arizona's immigration efforts undermine federal efforts. It's an argument that justices seem to be skeptical about, wondering why asking federal authorities to check the immigration status of people lawfully detained violates federal law. Justice Kennedy, a possible swing vote, signaling sympathy for Arizona's economic and social concerns. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. None of the numbers are adding up for Newt Gingrich, who's now planning his exit from the presidential race. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Now, Gingrich aides say the official end will come next Tuesday after one more week of campaigning around North Carolina.